welcome everyone to the party at my place right here on the Michigan Business Network. And welcome to September. What a beautiful time we're going to have. Lots of parties and lots of festivals and lots of fairs and just all kinds of great things happening in Michigan. So I want to just share a few of the highlights coming forward with us. And today I have one of those that's kind of an oldie but a goodie and a newie is Philip Smith with the Good Old Barn Days. Welcome, Philip. Oh, how are you?
Good. I'm good. It's called Phil's Big Old Barn Sale.
Good Old Barn Sale. Phil's
no,
Good Old
big,
Barn
Sale. B-I-G. Big Old Barn Sale.
Okay. Got it. Tell me that again. Make sure everybody knows.
Yeah. It's called Phil's Big Old Barn Sale.
Phil's Big Old Barn Sale. My goodness. I think I have to get my credit card out and come on over and spend some good times with you.
That would be great. We got all kinds of cool stuff for sale there.
Yeah. Great. So tell me a little bit. The dates?
Oh, absolutely, yep. Our final date of the year is October 7th. That's a Saturday at the Midland Fairgrounds. Beautiful fairgrounds.
Yes.
We're all indoors in the merchant building.
Okay, there we go. October 7th. So it promises to be a fun day. So tell me, this is all about exhibitors. Lots of good things, kind of antique-ish treasures to be found. So tell me what all is going to be happening.
Absolutely, yep. We call it an indoor antique and collectible market, but it's a little bit of everything. There's flea market type finds like you might see on some of those TV shows where folks take repurposed items and do stuff with them, whether it be barn wood or pallet wood. Urban artifacts. I love that term. I don't know if I coined it, but I'll take credit for it.
Urban artifacts.
Urban artifacts, yeah.
So everybody's kind of scratching. They're scratching their heads here in the studio wondering, okay, we have to come and see this.
And then my other phrase that I coined, I saw a book on Mackinac Island a couple years ago called World Class Junk. So we call this World Class Vintage Junk. So there's junk, there's memorabilia, there's collectibles, old toys, tools, repurposed items. Of course, there's some great food and snacks on site, and it runs from 9 to 4 at the Midland Fairgrounds.
Okay, and what's the website over there, Phil, so that we can check it out?
Yeah, the website is Phil's, P-H-I-L-S, Big Ol, B-I-G-O-L, barnsale.com.
Okay.
Phil's Big Ol barnsale.com.
Got it. So, how many exhibitors are you thinking is going to be there?
Oh, we're looking at between 100 and 150.
Wow.
Last year in October, we had just two buildings filled, and in May of this year, we got into a third building, and I'm hoping to have that full on this October 7th date. So
wow.
We keep getting a little bit bigger each time. This is our sixth event in 3 years, so it's growing pretty well.
Congratulations. So tell me, Labette, is there an entrance fee or a parking fee?
It's free admission for all human persons.
For all human.
We charge $2 for your car, and that portion of that money goes to the Boy Scouts. They're raising money for their different camping events throughout the year.
Okay, and you've just mentioned something that's pretty special and has been, and I'm going to come back into this with your family, but giving to the charities, and you're working with the Boy Scouts.
Oh, absolutely. My dad did that for years with other events. We gave to the Boy Scouts. In fact, I'm an Eagle Scout myself, and our troop has worked for other events that my dad promoted. Hugh Smith in Midland and Saginaw for years and years and years. I mean, for almost 40 years. My dad gave back to different groups. This year in May, we had a baseball travel team from Midland that raised money at the parking gates so they could do their travel baseball games. So that was pretty cool. And then for the fall show, we're working with actually a friend of mine that I grew up with whose son is working on his Eagle Scout. We were in Scouts together as boys, and his troop is going to be doing the parking for this fall show, which is kind of cool. It's bringing it all back around.
Wonderful. You know, Phil, talking about bringing it all back around, but I want to share this with everyone and all of our listeners and just the public in general. But your father, Hugh Smith, was the first president of Michigan Festivals and Events Association. I had
the privilege
of handpicking our board of directors, and there was Hugh standing beside me all the time saying, what can I do? What can I do? How can I help?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we started out with almost nothing, absolutely nothing, I'll be honest with you. And your father and one other gentleman came through and gave us each $500 to start Michigan Festivals and Events. And the
Isn't that cool? And this is what the 25th year festivals and events.
Yes,
correct?
And that was yes, and we had 44 members. And now we're way over 800. So 25 years ago, these two gentlemen handed me each $500, and the first thing I did was to pay that back. that was just something I had to do. But yep. Your dad was quite a jokester, too. He always called and said, "This is Brad Pitt calling. This is Brad Pitt." Well, you know, at first he threw my staff a couple of loops, but then it came around. And he would call me at least once a week and say, "Sue, are you still having fun? Are you still having fun?" So here I am, Hugh, 25 years later, still having fun. So
I want to share that. That's what it's all about. I got out of the business for a while. My mom sold the festival a few years after my dad passed away. And then about 7 or 8 years later, I started this called Big Old Barn Sale. That was in 2015 we started this.
Sure.
And I don't know if it'll grow to be as big as what stuff my dad had done, but it's definitely been fun.
Well,
we go around and do the same things that I did growing up, going around to the different events and festivals in Michigan to help promote this event. We just got back from the Midland Fair, was there all week talking to people, signed up some new vendors, and also I sponsor a 4-H, oh boy, I can't think of the name of the award now, Equitation Award. That has to do with showmanship and riding horses in the 4-H.
Sure. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the entire family, for all that you have done for not only Michigan festivals and events, but for the industry. Phil, I have to sign off. I'm sorry, but we will see you in the big old barn very soon. So once again, this is Sue with the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network. And we'll be right back.